I said. "Yes, very much so," Holmes muttered. "Murder, conspiracy, double murder, that's what I need." Holmes did, certainly involuntarily, his best to sabotage my Christmas mood, but it was about to get even worse, because the next thing we heard was a knock on the door. "This is going to be our double murderer," I said laconically. "Hopefully," Holmes added. When I opened, however, Inspector Lestrade stood in the door, coat and hat covered with white snowflakes. "Ah, Inspector Lestrade," shouted Holmes, jumping out of the chair, "you are a godsend." The inspector stepped in and shook the snow on his clothes a little rudely on our carpet. "Sorry to disappoint you, Holmes," he said, "but I'm actually here on behalf of my superior." Then he was already on the scent and demonstratively stretched his nose in the air. "Do I smell punch? I could use a cup." "Please, suit yourself," I dutifully said, trying to be a good host, and walked over to the pot to pour a cup for Lestrade. He immediately took a sip, looked around the room, and remarked, "Such a nice Christmas decor, too." "Yes, yes," Holmes replied animatedly, before I could say anything. "That's Watson's fault. What are you here for? It must undoubtedly be an urgent, complex case that Scotland Yard is asking for my assistance for, right?"